Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Well, I'm glad to see you back, Miss Message. Fever all gone?
All gone.
All caught up in your French?
Ah, oui, monsieur.
And have you practiced your piano?
Da 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 da.
Oh, lovely. Your father sure is a mean old man, Miss Message. Wouldn't let you come to work just because you...
Well, I guess I did need to catch up. Mm-hmm. But I listened last night and I heard you.
Yeah?
Are we caught up in our work at the post office?
Well, we almost are, so I really need you back. Here's a batch of letters and some stories. Shall we have a go at it?
Why not?
Okay, who goes at it first?
You can.
All right. I have a nice letter, very brief, from Eric Davenport. Eric writes, "Dear Santa, I want Tobor, Death Star, Dinosaur, Rascal Robot, Electric Train Set, and other things I might like." And then he thought about it and he wrote on the outside of his envelope, "I tried to be good. I am 6 years old. Love, Eric Davenport." Okay, Eric, we'll set that one right aside for you.
This is another brief one from Jackie Davenport. And that's probably some relation there.
Yep.
"Dear Santa," writes Jackie Davenport, "I am 4 years old. I'm going to give you a present. I'm going to give you a toy to give another little boy.
Uh-huh.
I want you to know that we live in Somerset. I want a Death Star, some new crayons, Snaggletooth, Hammerhead, Walrus Man, Trash Monster, the Star Wars house, Max Machine, and any kind of train set. Love, Jackie Davenport."
All right, that's very nicely done. We'll set that over with Eric's, and we'll tell you what let's do. Before we read some more letters, we've got some stories that were written by the pupils at Prospect Heights Middle School in Orange, and I have an eighth grade story that has a cover on it that says Santa and the Mushroom People by Kathy Boheim. I hope I've pronounced your name right, Kathy. Here's the way the story goes. It was the night before Christmas. Santa was busy doing all his chores. He had to get all the toys in the sled, and all his reindeers had to be fed, and Rudolph had to have his nose shined up. And most of all, he had to get his list of all the good little boys and girls. In an hour, he was all packed up and ready to make his trip. Santa put on his warmest clothes, said goodbye to his wife, and was off into the great sky. Santa is now in the United States. He was at a little girl's house, a little girl called Sandy, and Sandy was 4 years old and wanted most of all to see that fat man in the red suit. She stayed up all night long. Well, when Santa arrived, he found her in the middle of the floor under the Christmas tree, fast asleep. The next stop was in Europe, and it was the last stop for the night. Santa was so tired that what I'm about to tell you, he did not believe it for himself, writes Kathy. Of all the things that were on earth, he never saw anything like it in his life. It was nothing but a UFO. The flying object kept right on Santa's tail. It kept coming closer and closer, and then all of a sudden it caught up with him. He tried to make the reindeers go faster, but they just could not go. All of a sudden, he was in a large, empty room with nothing but mushrooms hanging down from the ceiling. Then, coming from nowhere, was a tall figure with a mushroom head.
"Who in outer space are you?"
asked the tall creature with a mushroom head.
"I'm Santa Claus." "You mean you have never heard of me?"
"Well, said Santa Claus, "I'm the man who brings all the presents to good little boys and girls."
Why do you do this? There is no such man who does this on our planet. Where do you come from?"
"Where am I?" said Santa.
You are on the planet Giggland, Giggland.
Everybody giggles at that point. What kind of planet is this? Said Santa. Well, the mushroom people wanted to know all about this man we call Santa Claus. They wanted to know why he was bringing strange-looking shapes of toys of all different colors, and how he makes things talk that weren't alive, and they asked questions like, how do those reindeers fly? And most of all, they wanted to know about the planet Earth. Well, Santa talked for a long time and told them all about our planet, and why we celebrated Christmas, and how we celebrated it. The mushroom people were very unhappy, for they had no such thing quite as happy and fun that was full of joy. And Santa made them a promise that every 2 years he would come back and give them a Christmas just like ours. The mushroom people were the happiest people he had ever seen. And Santa went back to his home at the North Pole and lived happily ever after. A story called Santa and the Mushroom People by Kathy Boheim, who's an eighth grader at Prospect Heights Middle School. Now, Diana Caligari has written a story, Miss Message. Shall we get to that now or get to a couple more letters?
Oh, well, maybe we should read a few more letters.
All right. Diana, don't worry. We'll get to your story. Okay, I got one from Scott English. Dear Santa Claus, I would like to have some speed burners and some new racing cars for my racetrack, and I'd also like a bike, a 3-speed, suggests Scott English. I'm 6 years old. I've tried to be a good boy. Please bring my sister Debbie some toys, too. Love, Scott English. P.S. I forgot. I would also like a Spider-Man. Love, Scott English.
This one's from Jerome Wilbur Washington of Roseville, Virginia. Dear Santa, I'm 5 years old. I've been a good boy. This is what I'd like for Christmas. Superman, Hulk, Batman, Spider-Man, trucks, clothes, shoes, police car, games, airplane, a choo-choo train, and most of all, you. Santa. Love, Jerome Wilbur Washington.
It's a nice list from Jerome there. Here's a letter from Kevin Hahn. Dear Santa, my name is Kevin Hahn. I want you to bring me a bike, a record player, sled, some kind of gun, and lots of things in my stocking. I also want a stand with tin cans and a gun that goes with my stand. Guess he wants to do some target practice, Miss Message. And says Kevin Hahn, I will leave you something to eat. Love, Kevin Hahn. Now, Miss Message, how about that story?
Ta-da! A Christmas to Remember by Diana Caligari.
You well might go, ta-da, with that cover and that illustration and everything on it. Curtain going up.
And Diana is in the eighth grade at Prospect. A Christmas to Remember. The best Christmas I've ever had was when I was 14 years old. I'd never had so much fun in 3 days. That is, 2 days before Christmas. I was in a big shopping center. When it was time for me to sit on Santa Claus's lap, there was something strange about the store. There wasn't anyone behind me. It started getting late, and Santa Claus was just about ready to close up and go home. Something just had to be wrong. Santa asked me if I wanted to go to his house and meet everyone. I asked my mother, and I was on my way. While we were in the sled, Santa asked me 2 things. If I wanted to steer, and what I wanted for Christmas. I answered the first question, yes, and the second, a saddle, a horse, clothes, and some jewelry. After I finished answering those questions, I was steering. While I was doing that, I came upon my very best friend in the world. Her name was Pam Lazar. She thought I was going crazy up in that sled. We asked her if she wanted to come, and she asked her mother and then said yes. Pam also hopped in and was on her way. We were flying around for about an hour until we reached the house. When we landed, we helped put up the reindeer in the sled. We had a lot of people's Christmas lists for one day. The first great adventure we had was to visit the elves in the big workshop. While we were there, we watched the cute little elves make the toys. We also helped wrap the toys. Well, some before we ate our dinner. Mrs. Claus made it. The soup was absolutely delicious. After we ate, we were working on Santa's Christmas list from all the children in the world. Well, at least we finished most of them before we went to sleep that night. When we got settled in bed, I told Pam how excited I was and that I even wanted to hug Santa Claus. Even though Pam didn't celebrate Christmas, she made it pleasant for us. We woke up and started delivering. Santa had finished the rest of his list the night before while we were still asleep. While we were doing that, Santa asked us if we wouldn't tell our friends we knew what they were getting for Christmas. Santa let us off at our houses, and we thanked him for inviting us up to his house. By the time I was in the house, everyone was asking me what I did at Santa's. While we were eating our Christmas dinner, I told them what I did in the last 2 days. I had just finished when a big truck drove into the driveway, and Mom wouldn't let us kids see it. I got suspicious. My sisters and I were decorating the tree, and I was thinking about what a great holiday with all those presents under the Christmas tree it was going to be. The morning came, and at 5:30 in the morning, I woke everybody up. I was waiting to open the big gift. It was a saddle. I opened everything. When my parents blindfolded me and led me to the window, I opened my eyes, and there was a beautiful horse out there with my name on it. I was so happy I ran outside and hugged it until I cried. That was one Christmas I'll always remember.
That really was some story. Diana Caligari, and I hope I pronounced your name right, too. You're an eighth grader at Prospect Heights Middle School. Well, looky here, Miss Message. Time's almost gone again.
Ah, we sure run on when we get going, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pack Sam's little mailbag.
Okay. Get that one in. And don't pack the mushroom people. That goes over here.
All right.
Okay, well.
And that's that for tonight. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.